Okay, we're finishing off Eishes Chayil. Talking last time about the Moshel to Torah. And this is Eishes Chayil. And the question is, who's the husband? Husband's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the one hand, but it's more than that. We say that Shavuos is Yom Chasunoso. Klal Yisrael are married to the Torah. No de Bishorim Ba'alo. Yeshivtum Siknei Oretz. Now, that Hashem Baruch Hu created different aspects of this world and different types in this world. The physical taivas he created. Taivas achila. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world that in order for human beings to live, they need food. And in order to guarantee that the human being would continue eating, to keep himself healthy, so he created taivas achila. Food tastes good. This guarantees that a person continues to eat, to drink. There's a tie between men and women to provide, because when he created the world initially, he created it, one human being, split him into two, and said to come back as one, because the idea, the way the Bria is supposed to be, is functioning in family structure in order to. That's the difference between human beings and animals. Animals don't have families. Human beings do have families. In order for a human being to become a true human being, he's a family. And to the glue that holds, that creates the family and holds the family together, is the attraction between men and women. Those are different physical types he created in this world. And a certain, I call spiritual types that he created in this world. For instance, interesting. Rashi and Mishlei. Oev kesef lo yispa kesef. Someone who loves money loves to be satisfied with money. Now, it's a very strange taivas hakesef. You have the gentleman who is now the richest person in the world. Jeff Bezos, he created Amazon. He's soon about to become the first trillionaire in the history of the world. You know, they had billionaires, and now we have about to become the first trillionaire in the world. Now, as one very wealthy person once told me, you know, there's a limit of how many steaks I can eat and how thick the pile in the carpet in my house can be and how fancy my... I think that's the limit. What do you do after that? So what presses a person to work 26 hours a day to move from his net worth being $800 billion to $1 trillion? I mean, something has to be moving him. Well, successful of Kessel is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created such a weird type in this world. Has to be reasoned. Now take a look at Rashi. Rashi there. Rashi always says he comes to explain the Pshuto Shel Mikra. He says, always mitzvahs lo yisba mitzvahs. First time I looked at that Rashi, it's a very strange Rashi. Always mitzvahs lo yisba mitzvahs. No, I have the truth of Shemekir, oh, I have kesef, oh, I have kesef, I see it every day. And so why does Rashi have to take the pasuk and say, oh, if mitzvahs, oh, yes, mitzvahs. I found that, for a good while, I found that pasuk very strange. And then I understood. Rashi is coming to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made such a weird part of the human personality. Why did he do that? What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goal? And his goal is that a person, a sense of what you have, you never satisfy. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make that sense of dissatisfaction of people? So, Oed Mitzvahs, Lo Yisba Mitzvahs. That in the world of Ruchnias, I should always, no matter what I've achieved, I should always want more. I say, you know, to Vilna Gaon, who spent his entire life in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Madrega beyond description, and his final illness, as his life was coming to an end, someone said, no. What are you crying for? Don't you understand the Olam Haba that you may you would find for your Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So, Vilna Gaon took his tzitzis and said, see these tzitzis? For a small amount of money I can buy, and doing a mitzvah every day is my dragus. And I won't be in the Olam Emes. I won't be able to keep moving like I'm moving here. Even with all the mitzvahs he did, all the Torah he learned, just another day of Torah and mitzvahs of unbelievable love. He was not satisfied. More and more and more and more and more. So what happens to a human being? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that sense, that desire, that sense of dissatisfaction. So I can always want more. In order to be used in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then people twist it to Oev Kesef or Yisba Kesef. That's a twist. To understand where it's coming from and what, and that's not, say, well, this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world. So why should I just want more and more and more and more? If I have $800 billion or $900 billion, wherever he's holding at this point, then why shouldn't I want to have $1.1 trillion? So the question is, does that make any sense? Is it logical? What are you going to get out of $1.1 trillion that you don't already have with $900 billion? There's nothing else you're going to get out of it. Except a certain psychological needs to satisfy that you want more. So too, there's Baruch Hu created something called COVID. COVID's a very strange thing. It's a very strange taiva that human beings have. And that taiva that human beings have for COVID, in one sense, makes no sense. What do you get out of it? There are certain taivas haguf, certain taivas hanefesh. And the Gra writes in Mishlei, a number of places, that as a person gets older, as taivas haguf diminishes, so his taivas hanefesh increase. Zekneh gets it. You don't get anything out of it. You don't achieve anything with it. You don't do anything with it. So what do you get out of it? But it's there. What was the machloka between Bilam and Balak? Bilam tells Balak, you know, you're a big baltaiva. I'm going to give a lot of COVID. That's what Balak tells Bilam. And what does Bilam answer to Balak? You want to give COVID, I prefer money. Two very different taivas human beings. But no the Bishar and Balo Bishifto and Zitne Aretz. So there are two Mesholim here. Marshal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah and Talmud Chochem in the Torah. No the Bishar and Balo when a Talmud Chochem acts properly, it creates Kvod Shemayim. The Kavod given to a Talmud Chochem, very interesting, is Kvod Shemayim. What it in Pirkei Avos says, a Torah, Loma Torah Lishma, Avatar Shema, Zochot Varm Harbay. Umar, and again, the Maram Tov Kol HaMais. When Torah produces a superior human individual, so then that's kavod to HaKadosh Baruch. But the kavod to HaKadosh Baruch, when you give kavod to Talmid Chacham, who lives his life as a superior individual, so then you, that's kavod to him, it's kavod to HaKadosh Baruch. And it's covered to both. The Gemara says, why can Talmid Chacham be mochel on his covered? Be mochel on his covered because delay, Torah delay. Uva soroso yegel yom of the lila. It's Torah delay. Torah is part of me, so I can be mvata on my covered. Take a look at Hadushim Aram Rizalevi. Makes an unbelievable diak in the Rambam. And he says an unbelievable thing. He says, the Rambam, when he takes his halacha and says, Rabbo Muvik is allowed to be mochel on his kovod, the extra kovod is due to him as being his Rabbo Muvik. But if do to a Talmid Chacham, Talmid Chacham can't be mochel. This has a beautiful explanation. It says the two separate types of kavod you give to a Talmid Chacham to Rabbi Muvik. One is I got from my Rebbe Muvik. I owe it to him on a personal level. That's what I owe him. That is his, and he gave me mochel if he wants. On the other hand, there's a kavod alter. That he can't, because that's really kavod to HaKadosh Baruch. That's not his. It's the kavod giving not to the person, but to the Torah that he represents, representing HaKadosh. It's kavod giving to the Torah and to HaKadosh Baruch. That's what kavod HaTorah is about. So, why is a melech not allowed to be mochel on his kavod b'chol? I'm not sure the Maran Burgai quote, because he... There's nothing personal to him. He represents Malchus in this world, and Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is representative in this world. That's the only way we relate to him, and that's why the only way he's allowed to think of himself. He katonato beinechu, Haftorah says in Parash Zohar, don't, you're not allowed to treat yourself small. You are HaKadosh Baruch Hu shliach to run Klal Yisrael. That's kavod HaTorah, that's kavod Malchus, kavod to the Torah. No de b'shorim ba'ala b'shiftam zikni aretz. So that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is known the Baal. When people see superior and Talmid Chacham deserving of kavod when he reaches a specific madriga of Torah, when he represents Torah, represents, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in this world kavod as something that should be given to people deserving of kavod for what, not who they are, but what they represent. The Gross is something interesting. He says it's talking about not the cover in this world, the cover you get in the next one. The cover of a Talmid Chacham in this world, it's not what's being explained. It's being told to someone who is married to the Torah, who feels that kesher up to the Torah, then the Olam Ha'aretz, no de b'sharim ba'ala, shein et tzorach ha'psochim, yayil b'lo bar, kama shenamar, avoshu ki yidabros oivim b'shar. not so yes. That means Talmud Chacham goes straight in. You don't have to go and get through all many different psachim to get into all the members. The shift on Zikner is the Fika Chum Beforsim. Moshe Amr Tamid Chachamim Ein Lehem Menucha. Talmud Chacham has no menucha lo b'olam hazeh and not no olam haba. Shemolichim also me yeshiva le yeshiva al Chachamim uzakein. He goes up from Madrege Madrege, meeting all the big Talmid Chachamim in the Olam Emes. Who is Ziknei Aretz? So he says, in Zokan Olzen Shekan Chachma, and Shemaluchan also until he'll go to the Yeshiva of Rom Yitzchak and Yaakov. Shem Niknu Ziknei Aretz. Okay, what is this supposed to mean? He says, we're not talking about the covenant. Not the cover that's given to the Torah that this person represents. No. There is the Gro on the Haftorah, Parshat Balosho. It says like this. Yeshua Kohen Gadol is Vayala, he says, Shimuna Yeshua Kohen Gadol. Vayar Hamalach Hashem B'Yoshua Lemo. And there's a whole discussion between Yeshua Kohen Gadol, who was the Kohen Gadol at the building of the second base of Mikdash. Vayomah Hashem Al Asotin, Yigar Hashem B'Chol Asotin, Yigar Hashem B'Chol Hamolcha B'Yerushalayim. Halozem ud mutzal meyesh. This Yeshua is an ud mutzal meyesh. Who is Yeshua? Yeshua was the Kohen Gadol who was setting up the avodah in the base of Mikdosh, building a bayis shem. Now, Klal Yisrael in Bavel, they've been tremendous intermarriage. Yeshua's family, he's had two sons who married non-Jewish women. And his family was much in family to share. And he was an Ud that was saved from the fire. An Ud Mutzomayesh. And Adrash Bro telling the Sultan, leave him alone. Yeshua Hagelovish Bgodim Tzolim. And his clothes were dirty clothes. Those are his. It's his family, who was not in the proper madrega. For omid lefnei amal, he's standing in front of the malach. Vayav v'yomel omdim lefon of lemor. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Take off his dirty clothes." Ro hevati melech avonecha. And he says, "No, you're a tzaddik." HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, your clothes aren't dirty, your clothes are clean. And I have new clothes. And put on your head a tznif tahor. And that is Vayomer Malach Hashem B'Yoshua Lemor. And then the Malach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who pushed away the Satan, who came to be Makatrek, that his family wasn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so no, he remained a tzaddik in the midst of the most difficult circumstances, and he is not responsible for his family, who their own Bechira Chavshas did with it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshua, Koma, this is how the Gro understands this. Koma Hashem Tzvokos, in Bedrachai Teilech, you can continue going. In Mishmarti Tishmo, V'gam Ato Todin Esbeisi, V'tishmas Chatzeri. You are now at a critical point in Jewish history. Klal Yisrael is coming back for second base on Mikdash. And you are leading them by being the one in charge. If you will lead Klal Yisrael properly at this point and set up the Beis HaMikdash properly and set up the Sanhedrin properly. You will be a mahalich among the omdim. Shimon el Yeshua Kohen Gadol. Okay, and then it goes on to other things. So the Gemara says, what's this whole story? The whole story the Gemara has explained as follows. A person's judged in the next world by what he did in this world, number one, but by the consequences of everything he did in this world. Now, why does his son say Kaddish for his father? Story of Rabbi Kiva. There's a man, nothing, and he left the son, and the son said, Omei Heshme Rabo, and was moved from Gehenna out of Gehenna. He was being judged, not only what he did, which wasn't very much apparently, but by the product, by what he left over. Now, Yeshua Kohen Gadol was a tzaddik. He had sons who were not proper. That's number one. He's very afraid how he's going to face the Olam Emes. Number one. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Ein Echanami." A person judged by his children. But if you did everything right, and they in the Bechira Chavshis did something wrong, you're not responsible. That's not a consequence of what you did in this world. Don't worry about your. I just said those dirty clothes don't mean anything. You have clean clothes. You have a tzonif toher al rosho, and your head is toher. Now, when is a person an omed? In this world, you're never an omed, says the girl. You either move ahead or you move back. There's no such thing as being stationary. The only person who's stationary is you get to the Olam Emes. No more mitzvahs, nothing to do there. You stay where you are. You're omed. But there's certain people who mahalchim ben ha'omdim ha'el. Who are those people who mahalich ben ha'omdim ha'el? Ato todin is basic. You are going to set up Klal Yisrael and the whole system of Batei Din and Sanhedrin, that the running of Klal Yisrael's life when they come back is done properly, and set up the Avodah Beis HaMikdash that will be done properly. Then Lo Sid Lavo, all the results of that, everything Klal Yisrael is going to be doing in Bayis Sheni as a result of you, it's going to accrue to your account in the Olam Emes, and you'll be Mahalach Ben Homdim. So, how does the Gra explain the shift of Mzikni Aretz? Tamini Chachamim Eilam Menucha Bola Azeh Lo Bola Mabon. Tam Chochem is someone who pushes himself from Madrega to Madrega. He's never satisfied with what he has. That sense of deep dissatisfaction, another Madrega, another Madrega, another mitzvah, another Tosfos, another Havona of a Rebbe Kiva Eiger. Now, when he gets the Olam Emes, so Gemara. Or it says a certain person was nifter, his neshama left, it's all story, and he came back. So they asked him, "What did you see in the Olam Emes?" Olam hofoch ani roah. It's a totally opposite world of what's happening down here. The people who have covered down here don't have it up there. The people who have covered didn't have covered down there have it up there. And covered up there comes from Torah. That's the Gemara says. Talmidei Chachamim, not only they go straight into a Mokum Mechubed, but they move from Madrega to Madrega. Because every time that a Talmid Chachamim marbits Torah, Every time I learn at Kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and I spend the day trying to be Mataris Kasha, Rabbi Akiva Eiger gets a chilek of that schar in the old members. He's moving from Madrega to Madrega. Every time I try to understand the Rashba, I try to understand the Ramban, the Rambam, the Rashi, the Tosus. What they did is this, it moves them Madrega, Madrega. Tamil Chacham Ein Lehem Menucha. Lo Lombo Mazeh, because they're always trying to push themselves further. And Lo Lombo Mabo, because everything they did in this world, and everything they left over, and everything they impacted this world, keeps moving them from Madrega to Madrega. Ein Emotzi, he says, so he goes, may yeshiva, the yeshiva shall chachomim muzikenim. Achimolichim also, until you can move up and can move up to there. And then, and in my mechazal, that says, you know, say, I spent my life trying to understand this Rashba. I ended up. If I honestly was your gay in this Rashi and I didn't understand it, I was like, oh, man, I'll be able to go to the Rashi and say something. Tell me the pshat in this Rashi. Achim Olichon also, from yeshiva to yeshiva, until he gets out from Yitzhak and Yaakov. No dip shambala, b'shiftam segnat. Sodin also saw v'atimkor, v'chagor nosno laknani. He says, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives oaths to different people. כמו שאומר בצל החוכמה, בצל הכסף. And what does this mean? The Gemara says, כמו שפירשתי למעלה, let's read what he says above, Pasuk Yudzayin. On another Pasuk. Kerem chogro ba'otz masnecha v'tametz rosecha. That's Yitzhak. Hem shnei minei meshamshi tamari chachomim. The two types of people meshamshi tamari chachomim. Moshe neemar, Eitz Chaim hila machzikim bo, v'tom chachom usha. Hem tzvikin chizuk biyose. Moshe neemar, tamari chachomim need a lot of chizuk. Moshe neemar, ki noga b'kaf yerach Yaakov, that's the tom chetor. That's the tom chedorais. So, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the machzikim bo. Eitz Chaim. What is an Eitz Chaim? He says, the machzikim bo, some chahomusha. The ones who hold on to their Eitz Chaim, that's Torah. Of course, Eitz Chaim, Rambam says it 20 times throughout Mishnah Torah. It's Eitz Chaim. The ones who hold on to it. It's an Eitz Chaim. Some chaho. But to the other person who are tomech and the ones who hold on to the Eitz Chaim, Mu'usha, they get that tzar, says the Gro. He says, V'chogar nosnu l'knani, V'sorchim nosnu him oz, is in the strength of ha'kset tamil chachom. V'tzel ha'chochma, v'tzel ha'kesef. And people who support tamil chachom in this world, they are with them at that madrega in the Ol Memes. It's a Tamil Chachomim. Shneim. Okay. Now, Then he says something we said before, that sudden osasa vatimkor. The two things you sell in Olam Haba to get your chelik in Olam Haba. One is midas tovos, the other is Torah. I discussed many times the Rama Perek Tes Hilchas. Tshuva talks about Olam Haba. First you have to midas tovos and then Torah. He says. And it's number one. Number two, he says, and the two people who machzik tamar chachamim, some do b'memonim and some do b'gufam. And because of that, they get that schus haTorah to be together with tamar chachamim in olam haba. Oz v'hadu levusha v'tischach liyam achra. And Tishchak Yom Achron, that's the Yom Adin. Pia Poscha B'Chochma. The two things here. These two things here. Mara says, Afilu Sichas Chulin Shamayi Tacham and Shricham Limut. What is the Tama Chochma? Nowadays, everyone's a Talmud Chacham. Everyone's a Gadol. He's a Gaon. He's a this. No, everything's very cheap nowadays. Talmud Chacham, in the eyes, the Gra talks about it, is a person who is sofug in Torah. Torah becomes his metzios. Now, nowadays, people don't really. You haven't experienced people who kulot Torah. Kol yama gadalti ben hachachamim. So people who are suffering in Torah, their metzius was Torah. They couldn't just sit around thinking about nothing. Their mind was always in Torah. They could distract themselves to do this. Mind goes back to Torah. Becomes part of the whole metzius, who they were. That is the Talmud Chacham. Person who does that. There were people I knew who were totally suffering and tired. The whole Machsius was tired. The stomach conversation was tired. Such a person, there's a very cheap word today called Das Tire. It's very cheap. What does that mean? I don't know what it means. But it should mean. The person who's suffering in Torah, when even he thinks about this world, he's thinking about it through a perspective of Torah, because all his thoughts are Torah. And Pi Apostle B'Chochma, the natural language you have is Torah, natural thoughts you have are Torah, and so therefore when you think about the world, you think about it with a certain type of Chochmas HaTorah that is. That gives it a validity. Different way of looking at the world. That's Pia Apostle B'Chochma. It's the first thing. Torah is Chesed al Lashona. What does that mean? Shalomei L'Shem Shemayim. Moshe Amru, Zechosid Shemes Chasid Im Kona. Moshe says, V'chiz Torah Shel Chesed Tone Shel Chesed, Torah L'Shmo. Torah Shel Chesed. Torah Shmo, not a Torah Shel Chesed. So, Hashem Shemayim is you do it for the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. So that means, what makes a person Sofuk B'Torah? A person Sofuk B'Torah so that his automatic talking is Torah, and when he talks even not of Torah, it's from Torah way. If he learned Hashem Shemayim just for the purpose of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Fiyah HaLichos Beiso V'lechem Atzlos V'Sorcha. That's just Shemashgachas Al Tikun Beiso Amidos Tovos. Alechas Bedarke Hashem Mitzvos. Everything I do, Darke Hashem and Mitzvos. And I work to make sure that my Midos. See how the Gra ties two things in continually every time. Talmud Chacham, not just someone who that's what I was about. Someone soaked through with Torah until Torah changes personality, and if it changes your personality, you work on your Midas, until it changes, you change your Midas. And that's all one. Lachmatzus losocha. Says, what does it mean in Kemachim Torah? He says, Litchon heitev dikukre haTorah haKadosh. That you have to take a Torah and grind it into fine flour, break it down to its component parts, work on it, and continue to turn it over and over. And Kemach, if you don't antochen the Torah, turn it over and over and over, you don't get to the Amitas HaTorah. And if I'm not your Geya, I can't do it. And that takes tremendous Yigiyah Atzuma. Yigiyah Atzuma, hard work. But Amen Kemach, if you don't do it, and you're not talking the Torah, and you're a little lazy about doing it. I just lost my geschmack. I don't want this. Then someone can turn me on. In Torah. No. Unless you do it, you don't get it. But if you do it, yesh kemach yesh Torah. Okay. Kamu bonar vayashua. Baal vayahua. Rabbis Bonos of the Choyo, At Olas Hakulana, Sheker Hachain, Leva Hayofi, Ushu Yeras Hashem Hitesalo, Snulo, Piyadehova Alu Basham Baba. Four Psukim. Let's begin with Sheker Hachain, Leva Hayofi. A person can write, can be massive, tremendous madrigas of terror. Right now, beautiful chedush of terror. Sheker. Hevel. It's not tied in with, if it's not tied in with Yeres Hashem, it doesn't mean anything. Terah goes hand in hand with Yeres Hashem. Torah is not like mathematics or physics or what any other chokhmah in the world. Any chokhmah in the world, highly intelligent. So you can work out mathematics, work out physics, you're discussing human being. Yes. Torah is different. Torah is chokhmah v'kodesh bo. Get to the Amitas HaTorah. You can't even get to the Amitas. Beautiful Torah without your Shemayim isn't Torah, it's Sheker. Beautiful Torah without your Shemayim is Hevel. Nothing. You're not going to get there. Strange thing about Torah. Without your Shemayim, you don't get the first base. It's a different Chochmah there with Chochmah HaKadosh Baruch. And Hashem Yitin Chochmah, Piv Da'atz Yisfun. What? You give a person chachma with das, he gives it the kelim for it. Chachma's hatorah, and piv das is for it comes. So that is why says imdoma harav kamal chasham tzvakos to gabal torah mipiv. Imlav al to gabal torah mipiv. Rebbe, you have to look at your Rebbe. Does he represent HaKadosh Baruch? Then you can see Emerson. Person. Okay. So there's no such thing as called a professor of Talmud in a university, etc. He's there now because he represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. you won't even understand Torah. Sheker hache. That's the first thing. Says the Gra. We'll get back to Rabbos Manos Sochoy. We have to do this first. Elo Amedya Shikir Elo Amais. Shu Acha Kavanasa. Achmar Libi. This is, we'll, Me'ez Hashem, next week we'll go through this. And by the end of this month, I want to finish off all of, all of Mishnah. Baba Kama, Sunday we'll tie the whole sugya together. I'm just finishing off all the details. I still have to soak it up a little bit.